All right, so we are starting our final series of Worship Uncoiled for the school year. It is crazy that the school year is almost over. We've got this week, next week, and then our finale, and then we're done, which is mind-blowing, just absolutely mind-blowing. But it's been an awesome year, and this series is going to be a short two-week series, and I want to kind of give you guys some backstory for where we're headed. Every year I sit down and I plan out all of my lessons and what we're going to talk about and where we're headed. And when I get to this point in the year, I always have a real heart-to-heart with myself. And I think to myself, okay, this is going to be the final moments where I get to, from the stage, say something to you guys. And after Worship Uncoiled is done for the school year, we don't like stop seeing each other. We still do fun events on Sunday nights and go on trips and all that good stuff. But as you guys head into the summer, we won't have any more opportunities. I won't have any more opportunities to stand here and just share with you guys. And so I always have this heart to heart, like as you head into the summer, what is the thing that I want you to walk away with? What's the thing that like, I just kind of want rolling around in the back of your mind. And you're probably not going to remember much of what I say, but maybe the Holy Spirit will hold something there in the back of your mind. And throughout the summer, it'll just be brought to the surface. And so the last 2 weeks, we are going to talk about living your value and sharing that value with others. And so tonight, we're gonna focus here. This summer, live your value. Because here's what I'm convinced of. When we know our value and we live in that truth, everything changes. When we know our value and we live in that truth, when we live in the truth of what our value actually is, everything changes. I brought something with me tonight. Hold on, let me get it out here. All right, what's this? Anybody? $20 bill. Very good. $20 bill. So let me ask you this question. The value of this is $20, right? What makes this worth $20? Government. Okay, yes. So if you work for the government, you could say this is $20. So if I worked for the government, I could take this piece of paper and say this is worth $20. No? Okay. All right. What makes this worth $20 then? What? It's our currency. Okay. Yes, but what makes it worth $20? It's our currency. What? It's what? It's backed by gold. Okay. All right. All right. So if you find something that you can back up, then it would be worth $20. So if I could find a way to say, Preston, dude, I'll give you this for $20. And dude, you can trust me. I got the collateral to back this up. Maybe? Okay. All right. Anybody else? No? No other ideas? Now y'all are scared to even say anything, aren't you? All right. All right. Here's the deal. There is only one thing that makes this worth $20. Yes, the government. Yes, it's our currency. Yes, it's backed by gold. All of those are very good reasons that this is worth $20. But at the end of the day, the only reason that this is worth $20 is because on the day it was created, there was a group of people that are certified to call this worth $20. Now, I have some money at home from when I was a kid and I went to the U.S. Mint that is this shredded because this exact same bill was printed, this exact same bill that looked the same, that was our currency, that was backed by gold, and they said, you know what? That's not worth $20. And they shredded it because something was wrong with it. The only reason this is worth $20 is because on the day it was created, the people certified to create this bill said, this bill is worth $20. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, Paul is expressing our value, why we have value, what gives us value, and why we hold the value that we have and the value that God has placed on us. And so we're going to jump into Ephesians chapter 2 tonight. But before we do that, let's check out Aaron's video that is a paraphrase to introduce us to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 9 tonight.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Okay, I get what you're saying, but what? Okay, will I be saved if I win the lottery? Nope, can't buy your way into heaven. Okay, but what if I build a really tall tower? Nope, can't build an earthly tower to heaven. Just look at the Tower of Babel. Okay, but what if I become famous? Fame won't help. What if I learn Kung Fu? That one doesn't even make sense. What's the correlation there? Solve world hunger. Good deed, but works alone won't save you. Invent an alternative energy source? Nope. Write a best-selling novel? Nada. Learn magic? Not gonna help. Discover a new type of creature? Ew. Nuh-uh. Ride a unicorn! What? What does that have to do with anything? Okay, what if I... Look, you clearly don't get it. You can't save yourself. What? So I'm just doomed then? No, because of his great love for us, God already did the work. You are saved by grace through faith. You can't win what you have already been given. Because you are a child of God, his workmanship, and he loves you how you are. Really? Yep. Can I still ride the unicorn? Sure. Yay!
There's one line in there that I absolutely love. All of it was awesome, but one line that I absolutely love. You can't win what you've already got, what you've already been given, because you are a child of God. Ephesians chapter 2, Paul is talking to the people of Ephesus, and he's explaining to them their value. He says, God is rich in mercy, and he brought us to life life with Christ while we were dead as a result of those things we did wrong. He did this because of his great love that he has for us. You are saved by grace, and God raised us up and seated us in the heavens with Christ Jesus. God did this to show future generations the greatness of his grace by the goodness that God has shown us in Christ Jesus. You are saved by God's grace because of your faith. The salvation is God's gift. It's not something you possessed. It's not something you did so that you can be proud of. Listen, Paul is simply saying here, you have value because God gave you value. And I absolutely love the imagery that is found in these verses. But to totally understand the imagery that is found in these verses, you have to back up a little bit. And we're not gonna back up and read the rest of the chapter. But if you back up and you read a little bit, you'll see that Paul is setting up what's those graphs where you put one thing on one side and one thing on the other? Anybody? It's not coming to my head. Anyway, diagram of this versus that. And if you read in the beginning of the chapter, Paul says, all right, there are some labels that have been placed on us because of the being on this earth. And he says, I want to make sure I get these right, all right? He says, there are times where we live like we are a dead person. There are times where we do things that are wrong, we're offensive to God. There are times that we have lived like people of this world. We follow the rules of destructive spiritual powers. We're disobedient. We do whatever feels good. We did whatever we wanted. We are children headed for punishment. And these are the labels that are placed upon us. And so often we find that we live our life as if those labels are giving us value. We live our life and we say, man, dude, I am such a failure. And we write it down, and we label ourselves as a failure. Maybe we did something wrong, maybe we messed up, maybe we, you know, did something that hurt somebody else that we love, and we say, that's what I am, I'm a failure. And we label ourselves as that. There are these labels that we give ourselves. There are these labels that we give ourselves like, man, I am just a loser. And we take it, and we tear off a piece of tape, and we label ourselves as that. We label ourselves sometimes as a sinner. We label ourselves as someone that just does stuff wrong, and that's what we are. We label ourselves as disobedient. But these aren't the only labels that are, I'm running out of space on this one. These aren't the only labels that are placed on us. We don't place our own labels on us necessarily. We have other people that place labels on us as well. And other people place labels on us like weird. And you're just like, you don't fit in. You're just out there on your own. You're just kind of weird. We have labels that other people place on us like unloved. And you feel like you will never find someone that really accepts you for you, because your whole life you have been told that you are unloved. And we take these labels and we put these labels all over us. And I could go on, and I could explain label after label after label that we place on ourselves and that other people place on us. And you know what labels you have for you. And I know what labels I struggle with and the labels that I have on me. And a lot of times what we do is we look down at ourselves and we say, all right, this is my value right here. These labels. I am a failure and a loser and weird and unloved. And we say, man, my value must not be very much. But I love that what Paul does here in this section of scripture, because he calls people to their true, honest value. He says, man, yeah, you've done things that are wrong. You've lived a life of death. Have you ever just felt really dead? Like, people don't love you, and so you're like, God doesn't love me, and all I've done is do stuff wrong, and I can't do anything right, and you just kind of feel dead. And Paul says, you know, we have these labels that we've placed on us where we've been disobedient, we've not followed God, and we've been dead, and we've sinned, and we've turned our backs on God, and all these labels that are placed on us. But here's the truth of the matter, is that God is rich in mercy. And when we feel dead, the label that God has placed on us on the day we were created, the one that matters, is that he's given us life. We have life. We're not dead. That couldn't be further from the truth. We have life. When we feel like we are disobedient, we failed, and we've messed up, and we will never get anything right, God says you are saved by God's grace. God covered you. You're not a failure. That doesn't define you. That doesn't give you your value. It's God's grace that gave you value. And God's grace was given to you on the day that you were created. Yeah, we may mess up, but that doesn't define our value. God defines our value. And it says, man, we feel like we are unlovable because of this stuff that we've done wrong, or the things that people say to us. Paul says, he did this, God did this for us because of his great love for us. And here's what I love most about this imagery that Paul sets up here, is he says this: we have all these labels on us. You'll notice Paul didn't say, hey, you don't have any of these labels anymore. The labels are there, they just don't define our value. And what I love is God looked at us with all these labels on us given by ourselves and given by other people. And it says, God raised us up and seated us in the heavens with Christ Jesus. Now check this out. I didn't catch this until I was studying this verse for this week, and it just kind of like popped into my head. What gets raised up? Valuable stuff gets raised up. Valuable paintings get put in a frame and raised up on a wall. Valuable pieces of art get put behind glass and set up on a shelf. Trophies that we win that are valuable to us get put in high places where we will see them often. Things that are valuable, people that are valuable to our culture, get raised up and put on a pedestal and put on big screens and put on a stage. It's the valuable things that are raised up. And the God of the universe said that with all of our labels, I'm going to take you and I'm going to raise you up and I'm going to set you right next to my son. Holy cow, if that doesn't speak to our value. You are so, so valuable. And this summer, man, if you could live in that truth, if you could walk in every day saying, all right, I've got these labels on me, but I know my true value. Man, that's my desire for you. If you could live the rest of your life that way, that's my desire for you. And so here's the big question. How do we do that? How do we truly live that value? And a lot of times it's at this point where we say, okay, here's what you got to do. You got to take all these labels and you have to get rid of them. And so what we do is we try to take these labels off of us. But what happens is these labels never really go away. Now, I know that may sound crazy. It may sound odd, but stick with me for just a moment. Because what happens is we assume that, man, I'm going to start living my value. I'm going to start being the person God created me to be. I'm ripping off all my labels. I'm going to live my value. And so we take off the label called loser. And we're like, that is gone. It's never coming back. And the very next day, we see the person that called us loser, and boom, it's right back on us. And what happens is, I think that we have set ourselves up for failure. Because when that label comes right back up where it was, because it never really went away, we say, man, I guess I can't get rid of that label. I guess that's really what I am. And so how do we really start living in our value? And our family has this technique that we do. I've told you guys this before, but I've struggled with anxiety and all kinds of stuff. So I've been to therapy, all that. Can't speak highly enough for what that has done for myself and for my family. But we have this technique for anxiety and for labels and things that we need to adjust in our life. Because here's the truth. These labels may never go away. But sometimes, and you guys can know this, you feel this in your own life. Sometimes these labels feel like they are the only label that's on us, and they are completely defining our value. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we say, man, I'm just so unloved. And that unloved label just grows and becomes huge, and it consumes us, and it becomes all that we are, and that label defines our value. And so we have this process at our house that we encourage each other to do, and we just call it shrink it down. Because the truth is that there are going to be times in my life where I feel unloved. That label is never going to disappear completely. But you know what I can do? There are moments where when this label starts to feel like it's taking over all of me, I can take that label and I can say, you know what? There are people that don't love me. That's true. But I can remind myself of the value that God placed on me. And it doesn't mean that this label will ever go away, because it will pop up sometimes, but I can take it and I can shrink it down and I can say, yeah, there's going to be people that don't love me. And I can take it and I can continue to remind myself of God, and I can say, that's a label that, honestly, guys, I've given myself. But it doesn't have to define me. And I can stick it in my pocket. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be a part of who I am, that label. There are times that I'm going to feel unloved. And whenever it comes back out and it gets big again and it starts to feel like it's taking over and consuming me, I remind myself of God's truth and I take it and I shrink it down. I don't get rid of it completely, because I'm not going to set myself up for failure and say that I'm never going to feel unloved again. I'm just going to say there are times that I'm going to feel unloved, but you know what? That doesn't define me. You guys, I have failed in more ways than you could ever imagine. This is one of my big ones for me. This is one of those things that I feel like, man, I have failed. And sometimes I let the label of failure define my value. And I have to take it and I have to say, yeah, I failed. But I can take that label and I can take it and I can remind myself that my failure doesn't define me. My failure doesn't give me value. It's God's grace that gives me value. Failure is always going to be with me. It'll never go away. I will always be reminded of the times that I have failed. But that doesn't have to define me, and I can take it and shrink it down and stick it in my pocket. And I can do that with every single label. They'll always be there. They'll always be a part of who I am. But the beautiful thing about these labels is that we're not defined by them. The beautiful thing about these labels is God sees us with all these labels on us, and he goes, dude, you are so incredibly valuable. Like, I'm going to take you and I'm going to pluck you out from where you are, labels and all, and I'm going to take you and I'm going to raise you up and set you right next to Jesus, because I think you're so valuable. And when those labels come out, when people say stuff to you that you're like, man, yeah, that's who I am. You can remind yourself, hey, all right, that label really, all right, it's a part of me, but it doesn't define me. I can shrink this down. I can remind myself who God says that I am. I can remind myself what God says that I am. Because here's the truth. When God created you, just like when this $20 bill was created, the moment you were created, God said, holy cow, you are abundantly, amazingly, incredibly, mind-blowingly valuable. You are so valuable that I'm willing to give up everything for you. That's your value. And it was given to you on the day you were created. And there is absolutely no label that can ever be placed on you that can make that value any less, because you are so incredibly valuable. And it's not something that can be taken away, because it was given to you by the person that has the authority to give you value. Just like this $20 bill, there are only a group of people that can say, this is worth $20. There is only one being that can say, you are incredibly valuable, and that's God. And he said it. And there's no label that can ever be given to you that can take that away. And so this summer, I want you to live that truth. There are going to be moments this summer where labels start to pop up into your head and into your mind. And they're going to come out and they're going to get really big and they're going to be all consuming of who you are. And you can take those labels and you can say, yeah, you know, that may be a part of who I am, but that doesn't define me. Yeah, people throw labels on me all the time. But there's only one person that can say what value I have. And when the labels get really, really big, all I'm going to do is I'm going to remind myself of what God says about me. And I'm going to take those labels and I'm going to shrink it down. And I'm going to say, yep, that may be a label that I have. I'm a failure. I have failed. But that's not what defines me. I'm not going to set myself up for failure and say, I'm going to get rid of this forever. I'm just going to say, I'm going to shrink it down. Put it in my pocket. So I want to encourage you this summer, man, live your value. Know how incredibly, incredibly valuable you are. Now, I want to encourage you, the practical challenge this week is simply this. As you feel a label pop up and start to really define your value, I want to encourage you to work on taking that label and not being like, I'm going to get rid of this forever, but just taking it and shrinking it down and understanding this may be a label that pops up from time to time, but it doesn't define me, and I can take it and shrink it down and put it in my pocket. Because God says, on the day you were created, you were so valuable, you were worth everything to Him. And you are raised up. You are seated next to Jesus because God says you are that valuable. Let me pray for you guys. God, thank you so much for tonight. And God, I thank you for placing our value on us. I thank you that no one else gets to define our value except for you. And that you, God, that you said we are so incredibly valuable. We are worth everything to you and worth being raised up. And God, I pray that the students would live that truth, that the students in this room would know their value and that they would live their value. And God, that there would be moments this summer that they are able to just live that value. When big things start to creep up, God, I pray that they would be able to shrink them down and remind themselves of what you think about them. In Jesus' name, amen.